Every day is an opportunity to design, build, and live your dream life. Join us on Designing Your Life today. Get strategies for achieving goals that boost your business and energizes your life. Get insights for economy-proofing both your life and business. I'm Pat Counsell, everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, and my goal is to help you reach yours. Get connected with other power achievers and stay in the know by requesting the Power Up Today newsletter. Simply text the word Power Up to 42828. That's 42828. Also, connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media outlets by visiting designingyourlifetoday.com. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell, and this is Tone It Up Tuesday. Okay, today we're going to talk about how fitness can make you resilient and what it can do for your confidence to give you what you need so that you can move forward regardless of your situation. We think a lot of times that becoming more physically fit is all about, you know, how we look, and that's a big part of it, but it's also about how we feel. And when you understand the value of being more fit and what and how it can take your life to a whole nother level other than just how you look, then that might inspire all of us to stay the course when it comes to watching what we eat and making sure that we at least, you know, do some kind of physical exercises. So I thought about this, and what made me want to talk about this is because when we talk about monetizing your talents and you releasing your magnificence, nothing causes a person to kind of put a damper on how they feel about themselves faster than how you, the person you see looking back at you when you look in the mirror. So when you're looking in the mirror and if you go, wow, you know, I look awful. You know, I need to lose X number of pounds. I need to do this and I need to do that. And you just don't feel good about yourself. So your vibrations are low. Your energy is way low. And of course, energy and vibrations are connected. I think the energy drives your vibration because low energy, low vibrations. So when you are in a position where you can, let's say, boost your vibrations on a moment's notice, be excited about life, be excited about where you're going, regardless of what's happened to you in the past, when you can do that, now you can take better control of your life and have an amazing present and just have a phenomenal future. So fitness can make you resilient. I'm going to give you three reasons why fitness can make you more resilient. First of all, it builds positive beliefs in your abilities. Sometimes when we set out and we're working out, we're exercising, or we have this goal that we're going to become more physically fit, we're going to drop a few pounds, even if you don't meet your goal, your weight goal, you still feel good about yourself. Even if you drop 5 pounds, you get excited about the possibilities, what you're capable of doing. And exercise is what brings that on. Okay, because now you're exercising, you're eating right, and now you're convinced that, wait a minute, I have more control over my life. So if I have control over my life when it comes to my fitness, my physical self, I can control other physical aspects of my life, such as how much money I make, what kind of job, what kind of business that I'm going to open. I can map my way out of this job that I really don't like, and I can start to open my own business. Or if you're in a job where you're a salesperson, you can say, you know what, I love sales, and so when I'm more physically fit, I feel like I can boost my sales goals. I feel like I can sell more. And I, you know, as I said in yesterday's show, I'm speaking from experience. And so, you know, gaining weight did not, I didn't feel bad about myself or badly about myself, but I did kind of, my energy wasn't as high as it could have been. And, but once I started to become more physically fit, then I started to feel really great. And I felt like I could take on the world. So I felt like there was nothing I could do. Why? Because I felt like I had it going on. So that's the thing about becoming more fit. And as a result, even when you want to quit, you won't. So this is how fitness can make you more resilient. You won't quit because you said, you know what, I'm sticking to my exercise regimen because it's working. I'm sticking to how I eat, eating right, because that's working. So now that I've set these other goals in other areas of my life, I'm going to stick to those too, because if I can make this work, I can make that work. So it builds the positive beliefs in your ability, all the abilities, the amazing abilities that you have. So you're not going to kind of put a damper on your magnificence. You're going to let your magnificence shine, and you're going to start to live that magnificent life. So the other one, or number two, is it helps you embrace change. Why? Because the thing about exercising is that you feel more flexible. You had to make some changes in your eating habits. You had to make some changes in your lifestyle. You had to make changes in other areas in order to even begin to lose weight or begin to become more physically fit. Because some people listening to this say, well, you know, my weight, I don't have to lose weight, but I need to gain some pounds because I'm like way too thin and I don't look as sexy or feel as sexy as I could. So you have to make some changes. So there has to be some flexibility going on in your mind. You have to be open to the idea that, wait a minute, I can make these changes and I can build this better life. So it helps you embrace change. The third point that I have for you is that it helps you take action to solve problems, because you feel stronger, right? Because that's what resilience is all about. The ability to bounce back, the ability, or the concluding that you're not going to give up no matter what, making the decision that you're going to stick to something and see it through to the end until you get the results that you're after. And of course, we're talking about a positive goal, every good goal, every worthwhile goal for your life. So it helps you to take that action, and you can solve some amazing problems, problems that prior to you feeling good about your ability to become more fit, prior to that you didn't even pay those problems any attention. So you want to stick to your fitness regimen, because that's what's going to boost your confidence to move you forward. When we become stronger, when we become more resilient, we start to see ourselves in a whole different light. We start reminding ourselves of what we're capable of doing. We start thinking about how amazing we are, because now, for whatever reason, we look better physically. And so people say, well, you know, the outside doesn't count. What counts is what's on the inside. Listen, if you don't feel good about the outside, what's on the inside, you're not exactly thrilled about that either, because your self-esteem is taking some hits. Your confidence is taking some hits. And as a result, you're not going to be that resilient. You're going to settle. And so fitness plays a big role. Have you ever noticed a person who lost their job or lost their business, went out of business, and you see them like 5 months later and you're like, boy, has he gained weight? Boy, has she kind of thickened up a bit? So you see them because they've gained a lot of weight, and then you think, wow, they look really tired. So that's kind of some indications that they're not being resilient. Okay. They're not bouncing back. They're not on that track to winning yet. They haven't made that decision that, wait a minute, I'm not going to give up. Even though this thing happened to me that doesn't feel good, I'm not going to give up. So when you, and if you're in that situation, by the way, if you missed yesterday's podcast on creating new opportunities, you want to go and listen to it. But the thing is that when it comes to you being resilient, you need your resiliency in order to have emotional control, in order to have a positive mental attitude. Resiliency says, I'm going back in there. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. And it's been shown that people who exercise, they don't give up. They don't quit as easily. Why? Because they pick something and they stick with it until they get results. So this is how fitness can make you resilient. If you feel like you're not resilient, if you give up super easy, come up with some kind of exercise plan that works for you. It doesn't have to be this super elaborate plan. It just has to be a plan that you just where you get started. And you say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to stick to it for a week. I'm going to stick to it for 2 weeks. After you've done it a week, another week. And week by week. And before you know it, you're going to be stronger. You're going to be confident. You are going to convince yourself that, wait a minute, I can follow through on a goal. Okay? And that's where resiliency come in. Because I can tell you, once you start exercising again, or once you start exercising, period, your muscles are going to be screaming, stop, don't do that. But resiliency is what's going to allow you to move forward. So it's the same thing when it comes to achieving your other goals. Something's going to say, stop, this isn't working. You know, we don't know what we're doing. Oh man, I don't want to do this. Oh wow, got to learn something new. Your resiliency is going to allow you to keep your focus, and you're going to stay the course until you get what it is you're after. So there's an argument for jumping out and going for a run. And of course, you don't have to go for a run, but whatever it is you decide to do. And since we're talking about fitness, first of all, I am not a physical fitness expert. I just exercise. You know, now that I'm back in the exercise game, which I've been back in for a few months, but I have to admit, you know, when I had stopped, it wasn't that easy to get back in the game. I'm just being honest with you, because I was used to kind of eating what I want, and okay, we'll never do that again. Okay, they say never, so maybe I shouldn't say never, because you never know with me when it comes to, I like to eat. So anyway, back on subject. Whatever exercise regimen you decide to do, I have to tell you to, you know, consult a doctor or physician before you step out there and try something new, because I'm not a doctor and I don't know you. So there's my caveat. And hey, you guys, I want you to enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and tone up your resiliency so that you can get to where it is you want to be and achieve those amazing goals and get that confidence to start monetizing your talents. Hey, enjoy this day, do life with power, and be magnificent.